is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of August, 2017. It was on this day in 1718 French immigrants founded the city of New Orleans, named for Philippe II, the Duke of Orleans. The French had claimed the territory in 1682, and they sent a starter population of prisoners, slaves, and bonded servants arriving in New Orleans to find a swamp with a lot of mosquitoes surrounded by hostile Indians prone to hurricanes. The French then sent 90 female convicts straight from the Paris jails, chaperoned by a group of nuns until they could be married off to the men who were waiting there for them. Two engineers laid out plans for the original walled village, which then came to be called the French Quarter. It became an American city in 1803. It's the birthday of the novelist Brian Moore, born Belfast, 1921, a man who Graham Greene once called my favorite living author. He said each book of his is dangerous, unpredictable, and amusing. Brian Moore, one of nine children born into a devout Catholic family, quickly rejected Catholicism as he grew up, but continued writing about it for most of the rest of his life. He was a newspaper man for a while and then took up writing novels. His first one came out in 1955, The Lonely Passion of Judith Hearn. He moved to New York and in 1966 moved to California, where he remained for the rest of his life, wrote more novels, wrote screenplays as well, including the screenplay for the Alfred Hitchcock movie Torn Curtain. Brian Moore, who, when he died in 1999, his obituary in the paper began, "The most accomplished and least fashionable writer in Los Angeles, died last week." It's the birthday of the poet Charles Wright, born Pickwick Dam, Tennessee, 1935. His father was a civil engineer for the Tennessee Valley Authority. He was a bookish kid in high school, read all of William Faulkner by the time he graduated, served 4 years in the U.S. Army, stationed in Italy, where he discovered the cantos of Ezra Pound, and he began writing poetry. Charles Wright, who said, "Without language, there is no poetry. Without poetry, there's just talk. Talk is cheap and proves nothing. Poetry is dear and difficult to come by, but it poles us across the river and puts music in our ears." Here's a poem by Ron Kirchey, "Noon or the Siesta." On one of my mother's last outings, we drove to the Art Museum in St. Louis. I could feel her falling away. Slowly, we moved across the slick floors, the Bronco Buster in one room, the Passion of Christ in another. It was all the same. I was about to lead us out. When we came to the Van Gogh, a couple asleep, his shoes beside the sickles. Mom said, "They're not going to get good silage loafing around like that." On the way home, we crossed the Mississippi, a metropolis dissolved. There were fields beyond the waterworks, a Delft blue sky, and bales of hay with tired men sitting and smoking. "Noon or the Siesta," poem by Ron Kirchey from Vampire Planet, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.